The founder of the Center for Media Analysis and head of Department Communication Studies at the Central University College, Dr. Mesa Maugbe, has called on opinion leaders and politicians to be mindful of their pronouncements so that they do not create conditions that will result in retaliatory inflammatory statements. Speaking on our current affairs program focus, he stressed the need for tolerance at all levels of society, particularly in the political arena.
We can only be tolerant by accepting and appreciating the values and aspirations of this country. And one of the values is that we need to respect our Supreme Court. We need to respect one another, irrespective of political colors. What are the issues? How relevant is a particular pronouncement to the peace of our country? It is not how relevant it is to your political or individual interest, but how relevant are issues being discussed? How relevant are national discourses to the national peace of this country? Not until we are able to see through this, we can be tolerant with one another, and especially the language we've been using. And this discussion is within the context of the verdict that was just passed. The way forward is to be mindful of our pronouncements.
The acting head of Radio News at GBC, Rayburn Bulle, also stressed the need for the media to be professional and the need for them to critically examine their reportage to ensure balance and accuracy at all times.
It is the duty of the media to look at the issues that are at stake, not the individuals or personalities behind the pronouncements. Let's look at the issues, whether they merit discussion. If they don't merit discussion, let's put them aside. If they merit discussion, let's probe further and find out why such comments are coming out. In journalism, there's something that I got to know from day one, that what is the key issue that is in your story? That key issue that comes in your story must be the first thing that comes up, and it's the lead. And your lead is not supposed to be more than a certain number of words. So I don't think that there's a problem with the verdict being given in 5 minutes. It is the crux of the matter.
For his part, the managing editor of the Daily Dispatch newspaper, Ben Efson, who joined the discussion on phone, noted that the media do not have the ability and mechanism to determine what panelists will say, but cautioned journalists to steer discussions to avoid creating the platform for people to take undue advantage. Mr. Efson urged politicians to be responsible in their utterances.
I don't think that the media should be taxed to sanitize the foul language or verbal diarrhea of politicians or public figures. The political figures and the politicians themselves must be responsible. That, I think, should be the way. There are newspapers who have taken partisan political positions. You can't do away with that. I believe that society gets the media it deserves. If a newspaper prints a story of human beings turning into snakes, and he sells and prints extra copies, why wouldn't that newspaper do it again? But when people reject that story, it will be a lesson for that newspaper to not do it again. The same with radio stations. When you have radio stations who add commentary to news reading, and the ratings come and they are high, who do you blame? They can check it by not tuning to those stations, by not buying those newspapers. But when you buy newspapers which are reckless, and somebody goes to a funeral, he sees the MC speaking tree, so come, I'll make you the news editor. It's speaking to being articulating to the attribute of a good news editor. The society must also bear the brunt.
The former deputy chairman of the Electoral Commission, David Kanga, who also joined the discussion via phone, said reforms are a natural sequence of progressive life. The commission has instituted a research and monitoring to enable it to review its performance. This has helped the commission to come out with reforms. He said lack of commitment makes it difficult to implement these reforms. He called for commitment rather than mere talk.